that's the second way. They're concentrating on different things. Vietnam, the Persia trip, a lot of them on the economy. And I said that you had not made a decision yet, but you were consulting with my father. If you said in Florida, you expected to have something to say at some point. I didn't want to predict when it would be. So we got a little build up on that.
I guess this is wrong, just for me.
I didn't even say that. Why? We can say that maybe after the. I said the purpose of the session is the labor management people were still consulting and were consulting with the advisor. Then we went to. It's good to have someone have them ask water to be questions about something else. We went to a Q&A on the phone call, which I just handled forthrightly. I said my impression was wrong. But I said the relevant fact is the personal assurances that I had received and that the president had received. In this case, my impression was that the president talked indirectly. It was my error on the impression. I was not told that. I said. And apparently the only difference was that the assurances that the president received again on that day came by way of Bob. So that it was not a heated briefing. And I sensed a different tone there. I think they sensed a shifting of it and so forth.
They talk about canceling because they're asking Jackson permission.
Not a question about it. No, sir. Not a question about it.
Any signature plan? Somewhat of a change in the tanker. It was like an editorial reaction and so forth.
I just said, let me respond, because I don't want to respond just with a...
No, he just reported that he
I think...
All of that, all of our people, for something good.
I
don't think you're going to see much for a while.
Well, I sense today, with the conversation I had this morning with different press people, and the briefing tone, that there is a shifting beginning to take place. And it's certainly reflected and being reflected in a lot of the columns. I'm sorry, I thought you could get it poorly, but certainly in the columns, absolutely in the columns. I see a very, very definite shift in the columns. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Well, this is a week to repeat up. Oral strain and so on down there. Magruder, it's an old story. He'll tell old and again, he'll whack me. I don't think he'll whack the president.
No. Magruder? No. He can't. He never saw me.
No, I know. All he could say, though, that he was trolled by Alderman and that the president wanted this or that or the other thing. That's the kind of thing they could say. It's not true, of course. That's the kind of thing, it's really a shocking thing that Ron threw out. The charges against the president are totally hearsay. I was trolled by,
that's right.
Except Dean, who is a thinking, interesting human being, so he's changed his story so much.
Yep, that's the point.
I was aware of the cover up and all that. And yet, when he told me on the 21st that there was one, I virtually jumped out of my chair.
That's right. And he did not tell you on the 21st that he had any prior knowledge of the water. He denied that.
Not only prior knowledge, but he didn't tell me about the...
Any involvement he had.
Or the Vans. But he was involved. Except Benton had, I don't know, the guy came or somebody or so forth, that asked for the 120, and that was...
That's right. But on the 26th, you had clearly personal assurances, as we received, that he had no prior knowledge of what it
means. Absolutely. Well, I guess he still maintains that in a technical sense.
Yeah.
Basically, that he had thought that he had had any meetings, but he did not think it had been approved. He told me that he had no prior knowledge on the time to answer, and my side accepted the other day and looked over my phone show. My own ones, which are fragmentary, there they are, I certainly know that. He said they're, as late as the, believe it or not,
No.
Well, I think this is my first, not my first, but,
yeah, they do, and a lot of people were directly to you. Oh, sure, a lot of the press were complaining about it. Someone said that Julie was the conscience of the evening. Had Julie not been there, then many people would not have realized the excess that the people went to in that particular evening. It was not thing. Julie.